All right, get ready to dive into something huge, learning Chinese in 2025. I've got some fascinating sources here. One's a promotional article called Learn Chinese in 2025, Unlock Global Success and Career Opportunities. And the other is a YouTube video analyzing celebrities, trying to speak Chinese. Some pretty funny stuff in there. We'll be looking at market trends, real-world success stories, and yeah, maybe a few epic language fails along the way.
It's interesting to me how these celebrity examples, even the funny ones, really show how important cultural context is. You can get the pronunciation perfect, but still totally miss the mark if you don't understand the cultural nuances.
Yeah, so true. Remember that clip of, oh, what's their name, trying to order food? I mean, hilarious. But it makes you think cultural understanding is just as important as the language itself. Okay, so why is everyone suddenly talking about learning Chinese? I think the numbers tell the story. The article mentions 1.1 billion Chinese internet users. That's not a typo over a billion people, and that number's only going up.
And it's not just the number of people, it's also their spending power. China's already the second largest economy globally, and their digital economy is exploding. Businesses are recognizing this huge opportunity, and they're scrambling to find people who can bridge that language and cultural gap.
So it's not just about like translating websites or marketing stuff. It's about really understanding how to connect with Chinese consumers, build relationships, navigate a completely different digital world.
Exactly. And this is playing out in the job market in some really interesting ways. The article says that as of December 2024, over 880 job positions in the U.S. alone lifted Chinese language skills as a requirement on LinkedIn.
Wow, almost 1,000 jobs. And that's just in the US right now. No wonder they're talking about 15 to 25% salary increases and like triple the international career opportunities for people who speak Chinese. But here's what really stood out to me. It's not just international business anymore. The demand for Chinese speakers is growing in all kinds of industries, tech, e-commerce, digital marketing, you name it.
And that's creating this really interesting shift in traditional career paths. The article specifically mentions tech professionals with Chinese fluency getting promoted faster and landing more remote work opportunities. It's like knowing Chinese adds a whole new dimension to your resume.
It's like a secret weapon in the job market. The article gives some specific numbers. 55% of global tech roles prefer Chinese speakers, 45% of new e-commerce positions require proficiency, and in digital marketing, 60% of positions offer language bonuses.
It really shows you how valuable those skills are becoming, not just for communicating, but for understanding a whole new market and way of thinking.
Okay, so we've got the market data, but what about some real-world examples? The YouTube video we have looks at this in a pretty unique way. It analyzes how celebrities have done with speaking Chinese. And let me tell you, some of these are hilarious.
What's fascinating to me is how those celebrity attempts, both the good and the bad, highlight some really important points about language learning.
Right, like you've got Tom Hiddleston carefully practicing his tones, and then you've got Keanu Reeves surprising everyone with both Mandarin and Cantonese. Some hits, some misses, for sure.
But then you have someone like Bradley Cooper, maybe not the most accurate, but going all in with such passion. It just shows that even a little effort can go a long way in connecting with an audience and showing respect for the language and culture.
And then there are the people who've absolutely crushed it. The video features some incredible examples of like foreign creators on Douyin, which is basically the Chinese version of TikTok. These creators have millions of followers and have built amazing careers by combining their Chinese fluency with their other skills.
It's not just speaking the language, it's about understanding the nuances of the platform and the cultural references that really resonate with the audience.
Yeah.
These creators have.
The video mentions this Ukrainian creator named Alex Kost. He focuses on music and has over 16 million followers. And then there's this American creator named Lawiti Don, who does amazing food content and has over 14 million followers.
It's incredible how they've tapped into this huge market, and language fluency has been the key. It's like they've unlocked this whole new level of success by being able to connect with a Chinese audience authentically.
So we've seen the market trends, the job market impact, and even these real-world success stories. Now you're probably thinking, all right, where do I even begin with learning Chinese?
Well, the article we've been talking about actually lays out a pretty clear roadmap for anyone looking to start their language learning journey.
And it's all about setting realistic goals and finding the right approach for you. They talk about professional training, self-learning, informal learning. It's a good reminder that there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
But what really stood out to me was the emphasis on professional training, especially if you're serious about reaching a level of fluency that can open up those career opportunities.
Yeah, the article really dives into why professional training can be so effective. They talk about the importance of having experienced native speaking instructors who can help you get the pronunciation right and understand all those cultural nuances we were talking about earlier.
And they point out that a well-designed curriculum can focus on your specific industry needs, which can make the learning process so much more efficient.
They even make a good point about cost efficiency over time. You know, while professional training might seem like a bigger investment up front, a structured program can actually save you time and money in the long run by, you know, making sure you're not wasting effort.
It's about investing in your future and setting yourself up for success. Just like those successful doing creators, combining language skills with your expertise can open up so many possibilities.
So it's clear that the demand for Chinese speaking professionals is growing really fast. The Chinese digital economy is expanding, and businesses are prioritizing their presence in the Chinese market. Early adopters of Chinese language skills have a real advantage. But let's be realistic. Building professional level Chinese proficiency takes time. The article mentions 12 to 18 months, and cultural understanding develops alongside those language skills.
Which is why starting now is so important. An earlier start means a stronger foundation for future opportunities. In a world that's increasingly interconnected, learning a language like Chinese isn't just about career advancement. It's about expanding your horizons and connecting with a whole new culture.
So we've covered a lot of those impressive stats about the Chinese digital market, real-world success stories, and it seems like learning Chinese in 2025 is, well, kind of a no-brainer. But let's be practical for a minute. We've all heard stories of people trying to learn a new language, right, and giving up after a few weeks. So how does this article, Learn Chinese in 2025, address that?
That's a really good question. And honestly, I was impressed with how the article tackles the whole process of actually learning Chinese. It goes beyond just saying, you know, learn Chinese, and actually gives you a structured roadmap for how to do it.
So it's not just about why to learn Chinese, but it gives you the how.
Yeah, exactly. They call it your strategic path to learn Chinese, from beginner to business professional. And it's broken down into four really well-defined stages.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So what are these four stages?
Well, the first stage is about laying solid foundation, the basics. They call it the essential foundation for learning Chinese. And it's all about mastering those fundamental things that can, you know, make or break your progress later on.
So we're talking about the basics, like pronunciation, tones, building up that vocabulary.
Yes, but they really go deeper into why these are so crucial. Like, they highlight how tonal accuracy in Chinese isn't just about sounding good. It can literally change the meaning of a word.
Yeah.
You even have this funny example, you know, saying ma with a wrong tone could mean you're accidentally asking about someone's mother instead of talking about a horse.
Okay, yeah, that's a pretty good incentive to get those tones right.
Right. And it really underscores why having a good instructor, especially in those early stages, can be so valuable. You know, they can help you develop those foundational skills correctly and avoid picking up those bad habits that are hard to break later.
So professional training in stage one. Got it. What comes next?
Stage two is where things start to get interesting. It's called advanced Chinese language skill development. And it focuses on, you know, taking those basic building blocks and actually using them to communicate.
So moving beyond textbook exercises and actually having, you know, real conversations.
Precisely. They emphasize the importance of practicing with native speakers, like really immersing yourself in the language as much as possible. This is where you really start to refine your pronunciation, your fluency, your comprehension in, you know, an actual real world context.
It's like taking those language skills out for a test drive.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And stage two isn't just about speaking. It also includes those reading and writing skills, particularly in, you know, a business setting.
So being able to, like, read emails, contracts, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And they talk about how mastering these skills can really make you so much more effective in a professional environment and, you know, boost your credibility.
Okay, that makes sense. So solid foundation, you're able to communicate. What's next?
Stage three is where it all comes together. They call it professional Chinese language integration. And it's all about actually applying your skills, those hard-earned skills, in a real business environment.
So we're talking like networking, going to meetings, negotiating deals, but all in Chinese.
Exactly. And this is where that cultural understanding becomes even more important. They really stress how important it is to be aware of, you know, Chinese business etiquette, cultural practices, to like successfully navigate those situations.
It's like you could speak the language perfectly, but if you accidentally like insult someone with a cultural faux pas, that's not going to help you close that deal.
Yeah, that's such a good point. It's all about building trust, showing respect, being able to really connect with people on a cultural level.
Okay, so stage three is moving from being able to speak Chinese to, you know, actually doing business in Chinese. What's the final stage?
The final stage is all about continuous improvement. They call it track your Chinese learning progress. And it's about making sure that you're not just learning, but you're learning effectively.
So how do they recommend you actually track your progress?
They have a few key suggestions. First, you know, setting those HSK certification goals so you have a benchmark to work toward. Second, documenting your actual experiences using Mandarin, whether it's at your job, during travels, you know, even in social situations. And finally, seeking feedback from native speakers to really pinpoint those areas where you can improve.
So it's about taking a proactive approach to learning, constantly kind of, you know, evaluating yourself and finding ways to get better.
Exactly. And what I really like about this roadmap is that it acknowledges that, you know, getting started can feel overwhelming. And they actually have a whole section dedicated to helping people overcome those initial hurdles.
So what's their advice for taking those first steps?
They encourage you to be really specific about your goals. You know, ask yourself, what do I want to achieve with my Chinese skills? Am I aiming for a certain career path? What level of proficiency do I actually need?
It's about having a clear vision, you know, for why you're doing this so you can stay motivated.
Absolutely. And then they talk about the importance of, you know, creating a realistic timeline, breaking down those goals into smaller, achievable milestones.
So instead of saying, I'm going to be fluent in Chinese, you say, okay, I'm going to master the four tones in the next month. Or I'm going to have a basic conversation with a native speaker in 3 months.
Exactly. You know, it's about making the process feel less daunting and more manageable.
And they also talk about all the different learning methods out there, right? We talked about professional training, but they also acknowledge self-learning and informal learning.
Yeah, and they're very clear about the pros and cons of each approach. They highlight how, you know, professional training can provide that structure, that accountability, and that access to expert guidance.
But they also acknowledge that self-learning can be a great option, you know, for people who are more self-motivated and have more flexibility in their schedule. And of course, informal learning through, you know, immersion or just interacting with native speakers, that can be a really valuable way to reinforce what you're learning.
Yeah. And the takeaway is that there's no one right way to learn Chinese. You know, it's about finding the approach that really works best for you and your individual learning style. But they do make a very strong case for, you know, including professional training as a core part of your learning journey.
And they reiterate those benefits we talked about earlier, you know, having experienced instructors who can guide you, a curriculum that's designed for your needs, and that long-term cost efficiency that comes with learning effectively.
It's about making a smart investment in your future. But they also acknowledge that, you know, no single method is perfect. Success ultimately comes down to dedication, consistency, and a genuine love for learning.
So this roadmap is really about giving people the tools to, you know, take control of their learning and find the path that works best for them.
Exactly. And it's all underpinned by this message that the time to start learning Chinese is, well, now.
Yeah, that sense of urgency really comes through in the article.
They really emphasize how fast the demand for Chinese speaking professionals is growing and how people who get a head start are going to have a big advantage in the global market. They're essentially saying, don't wait for the perfect moment, create it.
Okay, so we've explored the why and the how of learning Chinese in 2025, but I'm curious to get your personal take on this. What resonates most with you about this whole topic?
You know, for me, it's that transformative potential of language learning. It's not just about, you know, adding another skill to your toolbox. It's about opening yourself up to, like, a whole new way of thinking, a new culture, a new way of seeing the world.
It's like learning a language unlocks a whole new part of your brain.
Exactly. And in today's world, that kind of adaptability and global mindset is, well, it's more valuable than ever.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question. What really stood out to you from this discussion? Was it a specific statistic, a career path, or maybe a particular part of that learning roadmap?
Take a minute to reflect on what sparked your curiosity, what felt most relevant to your own, you know, goals and aspirations.
Because as we've seen, the possibilities are really limitless when you tap into the power of the Chinese language.
It's about more than just words and grammar. You know, it's about connecting with a whole world of opportunities and experiences.
You know, it's amazing how much we've covered, all in one deep dive. We started with those incredible stats about the Chinese digital market, looked at how Chinese language skills are impacting careers, and even got a sneak peek into, you know, celebrities trying to figure out Mandarin.
Yeah, and then we really got into that roadmap for actually learning Chinese, broke it all down, talked about different approaches. It's been quite a journey.
But beyond the numbers and the, you know, strategies, what really hit home for me was that message of connection and opportunity.
Absolutely. Learning Chinese, it's not about just adding something to your resume, right? It's about opening doors to like a whole new world of experiences, relationships, and possibilities. It's about connecting cultures and expanding your horizons, personally and professionally.
It's like learning a new language unlocks a whole new way of thinking, a new way of seeing the world.
Exactly. And in a world that's becoming more and more interconnected, that kind of adaptability and that global mindset, well, it's priceless.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final thought. Imagine yourself a year from now. You've been learning Chinese, right? You're confidently navigating a business meeting in Shanghai, effortlessly connecting with colleagues and clients. Or maybe you're scrolling through Douyin and you got all the jokes, all the cultural references that make it so fun.
Or imagine traveling through China, not as a tourist, you know, struggling with basic phrases, but as someone who can really immerse themselves in the language and culture, have real conversations with the local people.
These are just a few glimpses of what could be. The journey might seem a little intimidating at first, but remember, every expert was once a beginner. And with the right tools, a clear strategy, and consistent effort, you can reach fluency and open up a world of opportunities.
So take that first step, you know, embrace the challenge, and start your own adventure with the Chinese language. Who knows what amazing experiences are waiting for you?
This deep dive has been an incredible journey, and I hope it's inspired you to explore the power of the Chinese language. The world is waiting.